The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yumad Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara on Amud Beis, towards the bottom, discusses the possibility that maybe, since the pasuk says "Uchzaftem al mezuzah is beisecho," that the term beisecho refers only to a bayis hamiyuchid that's owned by one person. A bayis that's owned by shvim would be referred to properly as beischem, not beisecho. In which case, the pasuk would be telling us that shutfim are not mechuyev. A house that's owned by shutfim is not mechuyev in mezuzah. Same thing the Gemara says, it would be a Havamina, that Beis Ha'isha is also not called Beis Secho, because the proper term would be Beis So. The same way, Beis Ha'loi Boteyen, Beis Ha'loi Beiso. And the Gemara says that no, since the Pasuk says right afterwards, Laman Yirbu Yumeichem Vimei Vineichem, the Gemara says as far, Hani Bo Chai, Vahani Loi Bo Chai. Is it Shaykh to say that since the purpose of Mezuzah is Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, the Pasuk says before, Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, is it possible that men and not women need the shmirah of mezuzah, need the shmirah of life itself? Is it possible that only a single individual and not shutfim need a shmirah? So Mamela, the Gemara says that avada all those cases are mechuyev in mezuzah. Reb Kiveger over here in the Gilui Nashas asks a devastating question. He says, Bishloim, if you tell me that women are the svara of Hani boichai, hani loy boichai, is true legabi women. So that we understand. That what the Torah is saying is, what the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara is explaining that women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of mezuzah as much as men. However, says Reb Kiva Egan, when we talk about the being mechayev, not only a bayis hamayuchid to one person, but a bayis hashutin, it's clear that not everybody who's living in a house is mechuyev in mezuzah. Kivega points out that a person could live in a bayis shu'ula kol yom and not be mechuyev in mezuzah daraisa. According to many Rishonim, a person could live in a bayis churuv. A person rents a house, he's not mechuyev in mezuzah kol yom. So it's clear that the svara is not all inclusive. There are cases where a person, there's a svara that he needs a shmir, but afilach is not mechuyev. Why? Because the definition of beisecho is limited to whatever fits into the word beisecho. So you tell me men and not women. What you're telling me is that the person who's mechuyev is not only a man but also a woman. But in the terms of the usage, the shtamshus of the house, the same way a house that's shol is not the same thing as a house that belongs to the person who's living there. A house that's socho is not the same thing as a person owning a house, not the same thing as a house that belongs to the person who's living there. A house that belongs to a person jointly, as a shutvus with somebody else, maybe also would be part of a mezuzah. Kvega says this kash is a tzorchi and godl. Tzorchi and godl. Now the truth of the matter is we have to go back a step. There's another Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph where the Gemara seems to have the same discussion. The Gemara discusses women in the context of the sugya of mitzvah seishas magrom, and the Gemara says that there would be a havamina, maybe women are potter mi mezuzah. And the Gemara says over there a totally different reason. Not because of beisech of aloy beiso. The Gemara says that since the parsha of Krishma, v'ahavta v'hoyo, is going on Kabbalah's Torah, Kabbalah's old Torah, Kabbalah's old mitzvah, in the context of taking Torah and chazering it and learning it and knowing it, and then the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, the mitzvah of mezuzah, the whole parsha is speaking only to men, not to women. In that case, maybe mezuzah also speaks to men. It's kosher, it's shayich to Torah, and the same way women are not mechuyev in limud Torah, they're not mechuyev in tefillin, they're also not mechuyev in mezuzah. Why not? Says the Gemara the identical svara. Hani boi chai, hani loy boi chai. The Gemara says, oh, the women don't need the shmir, the pasuk says, Laman yirbu yumeichem vimei vineichem, the women don't need the shmir of mezuzah. So it's interesting, we have a parallel sugi, the Gemara brings only the havamina of noshim, the Gemara answers the same svara, and over here, the Gemara brings shutfim and noshim together in the same context, and the Gemara also answers the same svara. Why? And but the Havamina is not because of that the parasha is speaking about men, not about women, because women are not mechuyev in limud haTorah. So there would be a Havamina, they wouldn't be mechuyev. This is a different reason. Be'sechov alay be'so. So what's interesting is B'toich HaDvarim, Reb Kiva Eger alludes to the sugya. On the Gemara Hani Bo Echayit, it's seen Reb Kiva Eger says, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. And then he starts casually. Reb Kiva Eger pointed out the Gemara in Kiddushin, and then he poses his question. What did Reb Kiva Eger want by pointing out the Gemara in Kiddushin? And the Gemara in Kiddushin needs a Hezmer. Why is the Havamina based on a different Svarah? Because Mezuzah is the same thing as Torah. And over here, by us, the Gemara says a totally different Svarah. Why over there is the Gemara only talking about women? Okay, the Sugi over there is talking about women, but the Gemara doesn't bring the Havamina of Shutim being Potter. Over here, the Gemara says Shutim together with Nashim. And then it's Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha itself to deal with. It would seem that over here, there are two different applications of, not two different applications, but two different reasons, two different stages in presenting why a woman would not be mechuyev in mezuzah. There's two distinct parts of mitzvah mezuzah, of the mechayev of mitzvah mezuzah. A is the same way any mitzvah is incumbent on a mitzvah. Mitzvah by definition means that somebody is mitzvah, and the same way ketanim are potim in mitzvahs, shoytim are potim in mitzvahs, there are different people, have different roles that are potter. Women are, as people, they're not lesser, but they're mechuyev in less mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that women are not mechuyev in. Women are not mechuyev in mitzvah seishas ban groma. Women are not mechuyev in tefillin. It's not that the tefillin of women or the matzah, not the matzah, but the sukkah, the lulav of a woman is any different. But a woman as a individual is not mechuyev in mitzvah sukkah. She's not mechuyev in mitzvah tefillin. The Gemara in Kiddushin is discussing the personal status of women in the context of Mitzvah Seishas Ban Groma, other dinim that apply to women. And the Gemara says over there that there would be a Havamina, that women as individuals, in their personal obligation to Kol HaTorah Kula, does not include those mitzvahs which are part of Parshas Krishma. The mitzvah of learning Torah, the mitzvah of teaching Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, they do not have a personal obligation to be mekayim that mitzvah. If a woman has a house, she's not mechuyev for the mezuzah. On that, the Gemara says that's mistaber. That since the mitzvah of mezuzah is synonymous with shmiru, leman yirbu yumeichem v'meivineichem, so women are, as individuals, are mechuyev as much as men in mitzvah mezuzah. That's step A. And that's the sugya that's dealing with women, their personal status. And we say, lemaskona, that women have a personal status the same as men as regarding mitzvah mezuzah. Then there's a secondary issue. When we talk about the word Beisecho, there are certain types of houses, certain types of diris, batim, we've been discussing in the past few shiurim, that are mechuyev, that are called dira, that are called yurim, that are called bayis, that are called a base dira, and there are certain types of houses which are not. There would be a havamina that since the pasuk says Beisecho, the type of house which is mechuyev, women are mechuyev in mezuzah, nikuda, period. But who says that the house of a woman is that type of house which is incumbent? What would that mean? That would mean theoretically, of course it's only theoretically in London, if a woman would have a house which is a house of a man, but the woman would be mechuyev. What would be an example? Maybe if a woman was living in a house owned by a man, maybe if we say the mezuzah is incumbent on the one who's living there, let's say if he's soicher, maybe. But, or if you say that there wouldn't be any difference, but the din that we're discussing in our sugya has nothing to do with the status of the individual, it has to do with the status of the house. Is this Beisecho? Or is this not Beisecho? Is a house which is called Beiso not Beisecho? Is a house which is Beisecho v'loi boteim, is that not included in the status of a house which is mechuyev mezuzah or not? It's not a din in the gavra that's at stake. We're not discussing the issue of personal obligation. We're discussing the issue of bimahus. This house, is it mechayev the owner, the one who lives there, bimezuzah or not? And on that, we say in the sugya that shutvim and women don't fit into a simple reading of the pasuk. On that, the Gemara says the svara also of boichai, of hani boichai, hani loy boichai. And that, from Kivayi's kasha, is devastating. Kiveg is saying, I understand the Gemara in Kiddushin daf lamed dalet. When we talk about a woman as an individual as opposed to a man, we're saying that a woman and a man have the same personal obligation. But when we're talking about the house, when we're talking about the definition of the house, I understand that a house that's owned by a woman, a house that's owned by a man is the same house. Svara says that the chetz of the bayis b'mahus is the same thing. But when we talk about shutfim, we're talking about a different type of house. It's a different type of usage of house. Now, Reb Akiva Eiger points out that it would be the same thing as shol. With shol also, a person can live in a house. A house is a house. It's a royal ladira. It's a palatial estate. But he's only borrowing there. He's only there, not because it's his. He's only there. He only has the right to live there. He does not have schusim in the house. It's not even his. He doesn't even have a kinyan peis. He doesn't have a kinyan schirus in the house. So on that, Reb Akiva Eiger is saying, maybe the maskana should be that would not be the usage of a house where it's not used solely by one individual, but it's used by a few people. Few people have storage there. It's a storeroom, or it's one of those rental storage places where it's owned by a few, where it's used by a few different people, a few different businesses together. Maybe that's not the type of use. It's not the type of home that's called Beis Echo. Who says not? Where is the Gemara Svara of Boi Chai? Hani Boi Chai, Hani Loi Boi Chai. Why should that apply? The same way it doesn't apply to Shol. That's what Kivega's Kasha. It is Shaykh to be Mechalich between the two Noisim by saying as follows. We could arguably say that maybe the reason why Shaul is Nismayat from Beis Echo, it's not Beis Echo, it's not your house. We only that is a chsorin in the living itself. A person is living in something that's borrowed. He really doesn't have a right to be there, but the person who owns it is just letting him take it temporarily. Is that called I live there? Is that called dira? Is that called diurin? A bayis shel shutfin, the people that are there live there. It's owned by two people. There's a storage space. It's owned by two people. Is there a lack of quality in the diurin of the two people? Now mezuzah is chayv hador. Mezuzah is mechuyev. If a person owns a house and somebody else is renting it from him, the renter, the tenant, is mechuyev to put in the mezuzah. The Gemara says that mezuzah chayv hador. When we talk about owning the house, we talk about home ownership, we talk about home usage, the one who's living there, the one who's dar, has to put up the mezuzah. Is there anything missing in the diurin, in the living of shutrin? No, he's using it. Same way I could use a storage space that's 20 by 20 feet. I could use one that's 40 by 40 feet with somebody else, have the same usage. Maybe a little bit lack of privacy, but is there something missing in my status and my state of living just because I'm there with somebody else? So it's possible that the Gemara held that in terms of the state of living, that Shaula would be possible. There's no svar of Hani Boi Chai, Hani Loi Boi Chai. Masha'enken, when we're talking about something which doesn't really affect the Shem Dira, but it's just, you're saying that in a literal reading of the world, Beis Echo. But then the Gemara says, no, the Svara says that we shouldn't be Medayik Botecho. Beis Echo, V'loi Boteim, because everybody needs the Shmir and Mezuzah. So maybe there would be a difference in two. It would seem Reb Akiva Eiger didn't hold that there's two distinct states in Chi, Choyv as Mezuzah. There's a Choyv that's incumbent, which comes mitzad the din of bias, and then there's a separate din that the diurin, that the living, there's the living, and there's the ownership of the house. The ownership of the house is mechayev a person to put a mezuzah, and the person who's living there. If there's a steer between the two, then the person who's living there is mechayev. The tenant is mechayev. But is there two different dinim? The one who's living there, and then there's a din that the house is mechayev kishalatim, in which case the real mechayev is the owner of the house? Kivega would seem not to be mechalik, and this from Kivega blives the Tzorchi and Godel. Why would there be a difference between Sheulo and between a Bayesh or Shotzim? Even though L'chayra one could hear a chilik between the two. There's another Reb Kivega, which maybe has a little bit something to do with this point. Reb Kivega, there's two Chuvas Reb Kivegas that I want to point out, L'gabi Hilchus Mezuzah. One Chuvas Reb Kivega is in Sim Samach Vov, and Reb Kivega points out over there that the Gemara is mechalik. The Gemara says that a bayis shel shutfin is mechuyev in mezuzah because Beis Echo is not memayid botehem. Zogt Reb Kivega, but what's not clear in the Gemara is the Gemara could be talking about shutfin Yisrael. What about a shutfis with a goy? Now there are other dinim in other halakim of Torah which are potter, which shutfis with a goy patters. B'chor, so a firstborn animal doesn't have Kedusha B'chor, if the animal was born to a Yid in the Goy B'shutvis, Chalarish, I guess there's a whole string of dinim which are not called Miyuchad L'cho, if it's owned partly by a Goy. It could be that the din of Al Gemara is only Shutvis Yisrael, not Shutvis with a Goy. Shutvis with a Goy, it wouldn't be B'chor. If somebody owns office space, together with two partners in a law firm, Hershkowitz and Jackson, then there wouldn't be mechuyev. Hershkowitz wouldn't be mechuyev to put up a lawsuit, a mezuzah, because he has the office together with Jackson. Shutvis of a guy, maybe with Papa. Kinega says that the machloikis between the Rajba and the Mordechai. And what's interesting is, even though it's a machloikis Rishonim, the Ramah in Reish Pevov in Hilchis Mezuzah brings only the shita that's Mekel. Brings only the shita the Rajba, which holds Potter, and does not bring the shita to the Mordechai, which is Mechayiv in Shutvis of Aku. Why doesn't the Ramah bring both shita? Which normally the Derech Ramah is a straightforward Machloek Sushenim. He'll bring both shita, so say to be Machmir. Says of Kiveger, because this Machloek Sushenim is totally in something else. He brings two shitas in Toysvis, in Menachas, in the Sugis, in Mezuzah over there, where the din that we discussed, the din that a tenant is mechuyev to put up a mezuzah, whether that din is deraisa, the rabbanan is not clear. Tosfos says in one teretz, Tosfos's first approach, Menachas Nachman Baal, is that achar lamed yoyim, you're called that you live there, you're called that you have full shame, beitzecho, and then you're mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. Tosfos in the second teretz says that be'etzim a tenant, let's say a person rents a house from a goy. He's not mechuyev to put a mezuzah, but the rabbi is not mechuyev to put a mezuzah at all, even if he's living there for 20 years. Why? Because since the rental, it's not mamish yours. It's not miyuchad, it's not mamish beisecha. The halacha seems to follow the second pshat that a mezuzah, mechayiv, a tenant is only the rabban and not the raisa. Says Rav Kiveg, that what the machlokes? The machlokes is whether you need beisecha to be mamish beisecha is a state of bias, which is not mamish yours, otherwise known as a tenant, who's living there fully, but it's not mamish his, because he doesn't own the house outright, is that mechayev mezuzah or not? Says Reb Kiveger, that shutvim with a goy is the same thing. There's nothing missing in terms of your living in the dira. Living, like we said before, even with a shutvim, there's nothing in your living experience. It's not like you're living in rented space. It's your place, it's your office, you own it. Fully yours, but it's owned together with somebody else. Do you need mamish that should be based on bias hamiyuchad l'cho? Says Reb Kiveger, that the Rajba that holds that your potter on shutvis with akum is because he holds that you need bias hamiyuchad mamish. I'm sorry, the Rajba faket. The Rajba is mechayiv on bias or shutvim. He says because the Rajba must hold that you don't need bias hamiyuchad mamish. The Mordechai holds like the second teretz of Tosfos that you need miyuchad mamish, and a house which is not yours because you're only a tenant is not miyuchad mamish. So Mamela, with a shutvis, with a goy, you'd be potter. That's why he passes the Mordechai, because he passes like all the Rishonim that hold that bias lacha lamadim is only mechuyev midrabban, it's not mechuyev midaraisa. Ad kan divrei Reb Kiveg. The problem is, those that came after Reb Kiveg pointed out that the Rajba in his own Chedushim and Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Aleph paskins, despite the fact that the Rajba is the one that holds that a shutvis with a goy is mechayiv, which was the question, why doesn't the Ramah bring that shutvis to Rajba, who's machmir, the Mordechai is the one who's mekel? The problem is that the Rajba himself holds of the second sheet of Tosfos. Obviously, the tli of Reb Kiveger, obviously, how could one say that about Reb Kiveger? But it would seem that the tli of Reb Kiveger is incorrect. Even if you hold that, even if you hold that you don't need a base cho, hamiyuchad l'cho, in terms of shutiv, even if you hold that you need a bayis hamiyuchad in terms of a tenant, that means that in terms of the living, in terms of the quality of living that a person is only renting, is not fully living in the house because it's not his. He only has a right to be there. He has a right to use it, but it's not fully geleft. It's not in ganzen yours if you don't own it. that the Rishonim are agreeing that's a true svar. That's a chsorin in Beischa. But the fact that the bias is not miyuchid, it's not only yours, but there's somebody else there who can use it also, that would not be mamayit. Meaning to say, by a tenant, the chsorin is a chsorin in the diurin, it's a chsorin in the living. By a shutif, like we said, what's the difference if one person lives in a 20 by 20 space or he lives together with somebody else in a 40 by 40 space? You're living the same way. So in terms of the living, in terms of the space, in terms of the quality of living, it's the same thing. The only chesaron when you're together with a shutif is that's not bayis ha-miyuchid. The din bayis and the din of the living, the quality of the living, whether that would be mechayim mezuzah, is two different noises. We pointed out before that Kivega seems not to differentiate between the two when he puts together the svara of Shu'ula with Shutvin. Shu'ula, we said, maybe is a chson in the living, in the quality of life. You're not living in your own turf. You're living in somebody else's place. You only right now he's letting you live there. That's called geleft. That's called you're living in your space. You're using your space. Be there temporarily. Shutvin is not there temporarily. He's there to stay. It's registered under his name. It happens to be that somebody else in the same space also. So what? That's a chesaron only in the bias. That's not a chesaron in the dira. Kiveiga seems not to be mechalik between the shame bias and the shame dira. One more example is Kiveiga says if a person leaves his house, Kiveiga in Tshuva Tes says if a person leaves his house for 30 days, the same way we say that the kriyus of a shame dira is when a person lives someplace for 30 days, when a person leaves his home for 30 days, it's also not called a kriyus of a shame dira. Once he leaves for 30 days, it's called he's not there. When he comes back, he's mechuyiv to make another bracha on the mezuzah. The poskim seem not all the way. The big Yosef says clearly not that way. Stimas poskim akadmoinim that came before Reb Kiveiga would seem to indicate that they hold not like Reb Kiveiga. What's the machlokes? What's the point? Reb Kiveiga understands that even though the bias has a mezuzah, we're talking about a house that has a mezuzah. He's been living there for the last 30 years. He went, Sachakol, he went up to the country for 2 months. He's out of the country. He went to Eretz Yisrael for a few months, but the house is still a house, has a mezuzah. Is the din of mezuzah din the house, or it's a din that a person who's living has to live with a mezuzah on his door? He's not living there now. Kiveiga understands that the only mechayev of mezuzah, chayves hador, is when you live, you have to live with a mezuzah on your front door, on your bedroom door. The other achroinim understood, the poskim understood, that the mezuzah, the chayves ha-mezuzah, exists on two levels. Level A is that a Yiddish house has to have a mezuzah. Level B is when the person will come mechuyiv that the house should have a mezuzah, when he lives in that house. If the house has a mezuzah, there's nothing to talk about who's mechuyiv. The house has a mezuzah. There's no din only in the person who's living there. The house has a din to have a mezuzah. The house does have a mezuzah. Even if he moved out, he's not there for a month. When he comes back, the house has a mezuzah. It's mechuyiv again. So again, we see a third place where Kiveiga seemingly is not mechalik between these finer shades of how to define chayvus ha-mezuzah, the living, the diurin, as opposed to the shame bias. The bias ha-miyuchid as opposed to the quality of the dira that one has in the bias. Kiveiga doesn't seem to be mechalik between these two noisim. So svara dako, Kiveiga seems not to hold that way in all the three instances. Hein legabi his kasha, which he wants to put together shu'ulo and bayishol shutvim. Hein legabi when he talks about bayishol shutvim is that the same thing as the din of the soicher? Being chayv lach alamid yom, is a both totally in the same svar or not? And hein legabe, when a person is not a dor in a bias, but the bias has a mezuzah. Could we differentiate between those two noisim or not? That seems to be Kiveiga's mahalach in the somewhat complicated sugya of defining who is the owner of a bias, who is the one who's living in a bias, legabe the chayvis hador of mezuzah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.